It's episode 220, the Cruise Dudes Podcast. Welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show.
Yeah, Scott, come on over, man.
Here,
yeah, come sit right here.
This is going to be great.
I mean, there's a chair here for you and everything. Why not? Just have a seat.
Oh, what?
Yeah, there's a chair.
You can sit.
You can chill.
Yes, I'm liking this.
You look very relaxed, bro.
I am. I love to be in the theater. Theater, my mind.
The theater.
Can I dance?
The theater. Yeah, man, you can
dance.
You want. Absolutely.
I can sing. They don't let me sing.
Hey, do you want me to show you how? Do you do salsa?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how?
You come back, come forward, go back, go forward, go back, do a spin, go down.
Whoa.
That I can't do anymore.
I was going to say, you don't want to split your pants there, you know?
No, I'd be splitting something else. Oh, sorry.
Okay. Easy, brother. Easy. That's
so
cool.
We are in the Princess Theater.
That's right, the Princess Theater here in the beautiful, majestic Princess, my favorite place.
I have never done an interview on stage.
Well, guess what, man? We're doing it today. Isn't this cool?
This is
my perspective every time I go to work. Isn't that neat?
I love this. How many people can actually fit in the Princess Theater?
Just over 900 on this ship. Every ship's a little bit different, but in this ship, on this ship, in this theater, it's just over 900 folks out there.
900.
It's where I feel the most at home. It's where I feel the most comfortable. It's wild, isn't it?
Why do you feel most comfortable here? You've been a cruise director all your life, right?
No.
No.
No. This is actually quite new for me, man.
Really?
So I started my performance career very young. I started as a performer somewhere around 6 or 7 years old.
Okay.
It was weird. My mom heard me in my room singing, and I would play the piano, but I would play by ear, and my very first piano song was For Your Eyes Only.
Oh,
the,
my God.
The
gosh.
James Bond thing.
Really?
Yeah, and I watched a movie, and I heard it, and I was just plunking it out on the piano. My parents were like, okay, well, obviously, this kid's super talented, and let's get him some piano lessons. So I did some piano lessons, and then that went a little further, and I started singing, and the mayor of my town got me into theater, and then I...
Must have been a small town. Oh, I'm kidding.
It was a small town,
man. I'm throwing
those
jokes out because, you know, I hear on your wake-up show you need some dad jokes.
We love dad jokes, my brother. We absolutely love it. And the Wake Show is a great opportunity for everybody to write in, give us some cool dad jokes and stuff. But yeah, man, then I went to college for musical theater, and I'm a singer.
Yes.
I'm a dancer. I started my career on ships as a production singer. I worked for another cruise line. I think I'm allowed to say it. I don't know if that would be...
It's under the Carnival Corporation.
Okay, so here's the thing. Maybe I won't say it because it would be indiscreet, right? Carnival. It was Carnival.
Oh, it was Carnival. But
yeah, I did 13 years at Carnival Cruise Lines.
And some of those ships aren't even here anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't worry about it.
That's true.
It was an inspiration to have that ship. There you go.
See, I was on the inspiration. I was on many of those Carnival ships, and some of them are now in the ship graveyard. But
yes, it is. But I do have, if you go back and if you're looking and you want to see the Carnival inspiration, I was parasailing off of Catalina.
I thought you were going to say you parasailed off the back of the ship. Man,
oh,
that would be cool.
If you see this view, I convinced the parasail company to take me up 4 times. I suggest nobody do that again.
Why, and 4 in a row?
4 in a row.
Okay, all right.
And don't tell them that you have to get above the ship. That was pretty...
That's pretty high,
man. I was a drone. I was a human drone.
I'll bet.
And they actually went around the entire ship. And I have coverage of the entire ship on that. And it's actually in the media, social media. I see it picked up a lot because it's like kind of like one of those throwback Thursday type of thing.
Yeah.
And you see the inspiration right there. You're probably waving there. You probably saw me.
It might have been me, man. Like, I might have been one of the singers on that ship. Who knows?
And that's where I got started, too.
Really?
Was the inspiration with the Cruise Dudes. We started about 9 or 10 years ago, and that was the first ship I actually went on to do interviews and things like that. So I wonder if you were there.
That is super cool. That is entirely a possibility.
Wouldn't that be so cool? Just like the full circle.
Yeah, the full circle. Yes. I like that, man. And I've only been a cruise director for about a year now with Princess. Princess gave me a shot.
Okay.
And my first ship was with Princess was the Emerald Princess.
Oh, love that ship.
Yeah, me too. It's a great ship. We did the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved over to Australia on the Coral Princess.
Yes.
And I got to do Australia, New Zealand, beautiful, beautiful cruises. And then I did the Alaska season. I'd never been to Alaska before, and did that whole season on the Crown Princess. And now I'm here.
And well, let's shoot over because this is an interview about Princess.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
You went to Australia.
I did.
And
yeah.
Now they're going to be bringing 3 ships over there to run the Australian, New Zealand, I don't know what.
Across the ditch.
Yeah. Is it across the ditch? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, yeah.
Not
that's
across
what they call
the pond,
it.
Across the ditch.
Across the ditch.
And they're going to be coming out of Australia, I believe.
That's right.
I don't think they're coming out of New Zealand, but they're coming out of Australia, and there's 3 ships. The Royal is going to be there. I know that one.
Yeah, definitely.
And they're going to be...
The Crown is going to be there as well.
The Crown is going to be there. I don't know what the third one is.
I'm trying to think of it myself. I'm not 100%
sure. It's not the Emerald, is it?
No, it's not going to be the Emerald Princess, but the Crown and the Royal are definitely going to do that. It might be this one, actually, because I do know that this ship's going to be on the other side of the world as well.
Yes, this one does the 56-day around the Cape.
That's right, so it's going around the Cape first.
Around the Cape, then it goes to Europe, then it does its dry dock, then it goes somewhere else.
And this ship is going to go to Antarctica at some point too. Isn't that cool?
Yes. Why not?
I think that's really cool. You know, you have all the other continents that get visited by cruise ships. Why not take a Princess cruise down to Antarctica?
Yes.
How exciting is that, man?
Well, it's just because this one can't fit through the canal.
Yeah.
It's a little bit top heavy. Oh, wait. Can we say top heavy? I don't want to say bottom heavy. She's a little...
Yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah. It's a beautiful ship. It was made for the Asian market initially. All of the signs are in Mandarin and in English, which is really cool. But she's unique. And what I love about this ship, honestly, is how unique the design is. This is truly the most beautiful cruise ship I've ever worked on. And obviously, I haven't worked on every ship in the world. But in my experience so far, what sets us apart are 2 things. The beauty of the ships and the incredible friendliness of the crew. We're rated number 1 in the world in crew friendliness, and I honestly do believe that that's what sets Princess apart from any other
cruise line. Yes, it does. And my producer, the one who's behind the camera right now.
Hello, producer.
Loves the Majestic. This is her favorite ship.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And
it's a beautiful ship.
A lot of stuff is coming on the Majestic very soon. If you want to jump on her, you could do Mexico 5 or 6 times, and then it's taking the tour.
Yeah,
it's going around the Cape. Let's get to the Majestic.
Okay.
What are the 5 things cruisers need to know before they're on the ship or while they're on the ship?
Okay, so 5 things you need to know. Number 1 about the Majestic, it's a little bit different than other ships in the fleet, especially in the Princess fleet. So if you've sailed on Princess before, the setup for this ship is just a little bit different than it is on other ships. You want to check out the map before you get here just to familiarize yourself with the differences between this ship and other ships in the Princess fleet. Some of my top 5 events, I got to tell you, the production shows here are second to none. We have a show here called Fiera. Have you seen Fiera?
I saw it. It was great.
It is a monster, isn't it?
And which one is coming at the very end? It's Journeys, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Fantastic Journey is the name of that show. It is technologically wickedly advanced. It's a super cool show. We've got all kinds of technological, that was not a word, but we're close enough.
That's okay.
Technological miracles.
You know, we always are making new words for the Webster Dictionary.
Absolutely. It's like
and
Germans.
That will
you come
be
up
the
with new
word
words
for this year.
Technologically.
Technologically.
We've got all kinds of cool technology in that show. It's beautiful, brilliant. The production shows are second to none. I would say,
The movies under the star.
Yeah, the movies under the stars mm-hmm. events, as it is on all ships. But I think here it's just a little bit different, a little bit better because we're going to Mexico. It's going to be a great time. You don't have to bundle up quite as much as you would on other ships to like maybe Alaska or something
Let's
see. What
I'm else waiting for the one on this cruise that I'm dying to see.
What's that?
Elton
John, man. Yeah.
Not the Elton John, but Elton John show.
Yeah, yes. Okay, so this cruise, my friend Jeffrey Allen's actually going to be performing his Elton John show. And we have guest entertainers that we fly onto the ships to do specific performances. And Jeffrey is a fantastic performer. He's super cool dude. I've actually known Jeffrey, believe it or not. Now, this might mess you up a little bit. 25 years I've known Jeff. My first cruise line that I ever did was not Carnival. It was another cruise line. And then my second cruise line, I can say the name because it's not even around anymore.
Ooh, what one was that?
Premier Cruise Lines.
Premier
they used to have something called the Big Red Boats. And Jeffrey and I...
yes, I heard about those.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
Yes.
And Jeffrey and I worked for Premier Cruise Lines. We worked on a ship called the Ocean Breeze together, which eventually went down to Nassau and was doing like little cruises back and forth from Nassau to Miami. But Jeff is a fantastic seasoned professional, great guy, and it's a super great show, so you don't want to miss out on that.
That ship you're talking about, I actually took under the other cruise name that we won't mention.
Yeah.
But here's an interesting fact on that one.
Yeah.
That ship hit something.
Oh.
Yeah. And I thought it was a submarine for what it took out. But it was going back and forth. And for some reason, they had a ship within 3 weeks.
Huh.
Conspiracy theory.
Well, who knows, man?
Well, you're not going to mention that name. But it was, I mean, I remember that ship. It was small. It was petite. The pool
Jacuzzi. Here's another fun fact about that.
Yeah.
Just so happened that during that cruise, there were very few crew members on the ship.
Really?
Yeah, very, very few. Just a little tidbit, little fact, a little insider information.
See,
there.
These are all little insider things that you guys need to know, but you can't go on that ship anymore.
No, you cannot.
No, you cannot.
You know what? Okay, so here's some more of my favorite things to do. I got to tell you, because this is one I was really trying to get to, and it is the game shows. The game shows that we have are second to none. They are hilarious.
No.
They're super fun. Yes-no game show.
Yes.
We're doing that tonight, actually, the yes-no game show.
No. I could do it.
You can't say yes or no. That's the whole point.
You know,
Duval, yes.
Tried to get me.
He tried to get you?
I lasted all. I thought I won.
Yeah.
We're doing it online. We did it during the. I had it all the way down. I'm holding my face.
Yeah.
And I did it. I was perfect. I thought it was over. No, I was 3 seconds off. I looked at my phone.
No.
I'm like, I'm good. And I said, yes. And then he said, yes,
no.
You lost. I could not. If you want to see that.
I got you.
Yeah, if you want to see the yes, no show, go online to our social media. Check it out. You'll actually see how they do the yes, no show. It is very hard to do.
Yeah.
The only people that can really pull it off are children. I'm serious. You see,
but you know
kids,
why? I'll tell you
because
why.
Because they're not going to say yes or no.
It's because we go easy on them.
Trust me. Is that what it
is?
Yeah,
because we don't. No one wants to look like the bad guy with you've got an 8-year-old there and you're like
and
just
those, you guys
you
ask these
like
questions
that.
And they get tougher and tougher as it goes. And I mean, my producer was just she was trying to hold the camera and you just hear her laughing because it was so hard. Just. I almost had it. I was so... Duvall?
Yeah?
I'm going to find that ship again. Rematch.
All right.
Bring it on.
I want to see you tonight in the show tonight. Let's see how you stack up against me. Because I'm pretty good at it.
I'm pretty good at it, man.
I'm telling you.
It is hard. Now, because you can't do one of these.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't do one of these.
No
That's why
nods.
You have to hold your face.
Yeah.
Oh. And when you look...
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait, I'm giving the secrets, but...
Got to go to the side. Yeah.
And
now you're telling everybody.
You can't
be giving away all my champagne, man.
And you can't do it in other languages. If you think that you're going to get up... You can't even say nada.
Yeah, there's a couple of rules that are very, very important.
Yeah, very important.
Make it a little more difficult, but it's loads of fun. You got to check it out, man. It's awesome.
It's a great show.
And then, you know, the food venues on this ship are absolutely mind-blowing. Yes. And it's better.
Yes.
I can definitely say in 20-plus years of cruising and working on ships, and this is true, this ship has some of the best, probably the best food and one of the best restaurants anywhere at sea.
Which one is it?
The Catch.
The Catch by Rudy.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Catch by Rudy is something I've never, you know, I experienced it for the first time on this ship because I knew we were going to do this interview. And right. I actually went and had a meal there.
Which one did you have?
It blew my face off.
What did you have?
I had the lobster.
Oh, the lobster?
I had the Surf and Turf. And the thing is, the thing that killed me, because Surf and Turf is great. It was absolutely brilliant. But there was an appetizer, a lobster appetizer that I had that was absolutely brilliant. It was poached perfectly.
Yes.
It was, I have never had a meal like that on ships before. In all the years I've cruised, it was the best.
Try, if you're ever going to try the Sole de something.
But I think that's what it was.
And they take out the fish. And they debone it.
Oh, no, the sole. Yes, yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah.
In front of you.
Yes, they do that old school, the sole.
They have Rudy's Journey, which has every piece of fish on it. It's an extra surcharge. I think it's $35 per person.
Right.
You have to have two or four people, but it's well worth it. Yesterday, I had something. I don't even know what it was, but they had the fish on the bottom, and then they hung my prawn from the top. I mean, literally, I was hung. I was hung.
Okay.
My shrimp was. That's even worse. Okay. But
look, man, you're just going to dig that
I'm
hole,
just digging
my brother.
It right
just,
going.
Okay. All right.
Rudy's is the best restaurant. And if you're going to book it, you might not get that 5 o'clock, but it goes all the way until 8. If you try to go in, go inside and talk to the maitre d'. But I'll tell you right now, it's going to be very hard. Because it's one of those restaurants nobody is going to back off of.
Right.
But it is well worth the cost.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they're moving Rudy's.
Yeah.
They're moving Rudy's going down into where the Harmony is. But I love the Harmony.
Yeah. Eventually, it's going to move down to the Harmony dining room. And the reason why it's moving is because we're going to a dry dock soon, right? The ship is going to go to a dry dock. Going to get a lot of refurbs.
Yes.
It needs one. To be honest with you, everything still looks incredible and fantastic.
It's incredible. This is beautiful.
But every few years, a ship has to have a dry dock. It's got to get one. So it is our time now. But Rudy's is incredible. It's headed by Rudy, Chef Rudy, who is an incredibly talented, wickedly decorated chef.
Yes.
I didn't know this.
He's on the Sun Princess right now in Florida, and he's actually introducing some new concepts.
Oh, brilliant.
For Princess. It's going to be on the Sun. Maybe it will come here, too, after dry dock.
Absolutely.
Are they going to shrink the top or bottom on this girl?
On this
to
girl?
Go right through that pond? Never mind.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah,
no.
So she can go through
there.
The pan. I don't know how you would, man. I had no idea. Are you a foodie?
I'm a foodie. Wait, who's a foodie? Me a foodie?
Are you a food? You're a food lover?
I love food.
I am a food snob.
I can't stick it up.
I'm telling you, man. I am a snob. Yes. I'm a food snob. I've done it all. I've eaten in incredible places. And I mean this genuinely. And I don't know if I can say this enough. The truth is, seriously, Rudy's literally has the best restaurant that I've ever been to. On any ship at sea, it is truly an amazing
now,
and fantastic experience.
I know this in the dining rooms.
Yeah.
You could actually get something from the steakhouse. You could get pieces.
Can
you get something from Rudy's in there? I'm going to have to take a look at that.
I have no idea. But if you can,
oh my gosh,
do it.
What if it was like the Surf and Turf, the lobster? I mean, they're huge. My producer had that yesterday.
Yep,
and
beautiful.
She didn't. They came over. And she finished everything but the steak. And they were coming over, they're like, how is the steak? Is it okay? She's like, I got the Surf and Turf because I thought it was going to be light. Lobster was this big. I mean,
amazing.
I know, and you have all of like the tuna tartare, and you have the salmon, and you have all these things for the appetizers, and you have the Caesar salad, and you have all of these things that interact with each other. And if you don't know what wine to choose, ask your person coming over, like if you're getting a fish, do you want a Pinot or do you want a Pinot Grigio? If you're getting the steak, do you want a red? They will actually help you do that. And that's 100%. What I love too. Yeah. And on the Majestic, they have wine tasting.
Yes. Incredible wine tasting.
Right into there. See
our
how
wine
I did that?
Program
just,
is amazing. Yeah, very,
we should
very
have
good.
Had wine here.
Very
no,
nice.
No, we would never leave.
Very nice.
The bottle true. Would be empty.
I literally just sit here drinking wine with you
drinking
after.
Drinking wine, and when it's empty, okay, we're done.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely check it out. The wine program here is incredible. We have a Camus wine tasting, which
yes,
is really cool.
Yes, that's the winemaker's dinner.
That's right.
And
yeah.
they have you done that one yet?
No, not okay. yet, no.
Oh, I get to.
No.
I've done that one.
I find it's too another little secret about cruise directing. For myself, I find I need my head. I've got to have a clear head all the time to do
yes,
this job
and
properly.
This, oh, trust me.
You know?
I did not partake yesterday.
Oh, good.
Because I have all of my interviews
exactly.
today.
Exactly.
And I don't know how I'm going to do the interview with Peter because he's got me going to Good Spirits.
Yeah.
Filming drinks.
Ooh,
at 2:30.
You're in for a treat, my yes. friend. Peter knows his stuff.
Yes.
He's
going to
have a great time with
did
you.
Did you know that Peter was on the ship when it came out of for the first time?
I did not. And it's inaugural cruise?
Yes. And he's going to be telling us all about that in the interview we have with him. Because I'm listening to him. I'm like, I never knew this. It's like he did the full circle and he's coming back before she goes and gets a makeover.
That is
I mean,
wild.
Isn't that just wild?
That is cool, man.
It is. That's, I mean, that's how.
It's like full sequence.
That's, yeah,
full
and that's why Princess is a family.
Yes, that's
all the
definitely
cruisers
true.
Were family.
Yeah.
This is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, cruising I mean, is still cruising yeah. on Princess, you know, and we still have those values that we love. Now, Princess is all about elevating its product. You'll
yes.
see new elevation of product, new vibrant product that will be available. You'll see a lot of new changes to the
yes.
entertainment, all the way up to the dining experiences, you know, fresh, new vibrant look to Princess and a lot of the venues, especially coming within the next couple of months and the next couple of years. We have a brand new vision and it's going to be fantastic.
And that's what's great
hold
about
on tight.
And what's that's great about the vision is after COVID happened, mm-hmm. a lot of the contracts for cruise industry and cruise other ships all over the fleets, all of them, they were dissolved.
Right.
Because there was nothing, they couldn't do anything. So they're having like this fresh start of what they can do.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it's incredible. There's Schwartz used to do all the shows.
Steven Schwartz.
Is he still doing all the shows?
Nope.
No, now it's somebody different.
I mean,
it's
we
like
still have a contact. We still have our contract with Steven Schwartz,
yeah.
but we can develop our own shows
yes.
as well on top of it. And we are definitely looking at some new entertainment options and Princess. I cannot give
yes.
away any secrets
nope.
yet, but what
nope.
I can tell you is that the future looks amazing.
The future looks amazing, and I could see stars on the West Coast in 2025.
Definitely, man.
Like that
I'm
see,
loving the
I
sunglasses, bro. I'm telling you, the sunnies are like...
I have to wear these.
Okay.
See, I'm on stage, just at the bright lights.
You're like a movie star, bro.
I try. I was on Cougar Town.
Were you?
Actually, I did the back. I was crew. I was a stand-in for Ian Gomez and
oh,
Dan
Bird.
Oh,
that's cool. Yeah. I was in the movie Hook.
You did?
I was in the movie
Birdcage. Oh, yeah. Sweet. What else?
I've done a few. Man, Miami Vice. I did
Miami
a
Vice.
Of those,
right.
things.
I finally got to play a dead person.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I flew through a car window.
Yeah.
It was a movie called
Night Stalker. I do it every day on stage. Huh?
No, it was a movie called Night Stalker. Not The Night Stalker. It was Paparazzi. And
oh,
they were
cool.
going around. And I flew through the car window. And I had to lay on the ground for 4 hours while they're filming this. It was 2 to 3 in the morning, and they were having a concert, and so the streets were blocked off. 2 or 3 in the morning, I'm frozen.
Oy, the magic of cinema.
And that's what it is. And that's also Princess.
Yeah.
Everybody here, all the crew people, it doesn't matter if you're a bartender to stage, you're always on. You leave your room, you're on.
That's what we're all about, man.
And it's the family. Everybody here, everybody enjoys Princess. You guys enjoy Princess? Look
yeah,
at that.
Yeah, man.
Look at that. We're doing a show and some people just showed up.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I got to tell you, and I said it before, I'll say it again. The thing about Princess is sets us aside, and I'll say this with reverence because it's the truth. is the people.
Yes.
There really is nothing like the crew on Princess. I don't know what it is. I don't know who's doing our recruiting. You're doing an amazing job because our crew is literally second to none. We are constantly and consistently there. If you want to be taken care of, well taken care of, come to Princess. That's the experience you can expect.
Wow, what a way to end it.
Yeah, man.
That's a way to end it. Oh, and to let you know, I was supposed to be on The Sun this week, but I chose The Majestic.
Oh, cool. Thank you. You probably lucked out, man. The Sun did give us a couple of days late because
I heard about that.
Yeah, old Milton got in the way, Milton, brother.
But my co-host was on that ship, and he's showing me these pictures, and it's just extraordinary. Magic Castle.
Beautiful.
All of these things.
Yeah.
And see, that's what he's talking about is Princess is taking the next step.
That's right.
And they're making these ships more beautiful.
It's beautiful. New product, new vibrant, fresh entertainment, new shows, new experiences. That's what we're all about moving forward. And Princess, next couple of years are going to be very, very exciting. I know you're going to love it.
Are we looking good at time, or do you think it's time to go?
It's up to
you. She's like looking at me. She's like, all right, time to go.
All right. Thanks, man. Oh, this was great.
Yeah, and this is what we do. We come on ships. We do interviews. We talk with people.
Yeah.
See, this is how we get it. Oh, we're still filming.
Oh, we're still on.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Until next time, everyone. I'm Scott, and this is...
Jason Allen, your cruise director here on the Majestic Princess.
Keep on cruising, everyone.
Keep on cruising.
Have a good one.
Take care, everybody. Bye for now.